We are heading into the holiday weekend on a weather roller coaster. A big dip on that roller coaster as temperatures are dropping right now across our area. It's going to be cold tonight and tomorrow. We get some snow tomorrow night. And then on the other side of that dip, we climb as temperatures will warm up on Sunday and Monday. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, we could make a run at 60 degrees, so some big changes are just around the corner. Right now, though, the story is the cold, as that cold air is rushing in on gusty northwesterly winds. Any lingering snow or rain showers will come to an end in most spots tonight, though across the higher terrain, the Green Mountains and the Adirondacks, even the Catskills, some of those snow showers may linger through the night. Otherwise, we're looking just at a cold night, so if you have evening plans, even if it's not that cold, during the early evening, have that heavy coat ready because temperatures will really drop off quickly as the night moves along. Lows will generally be in the single digits, teens, to near 20 degrees tonight, so definitely cold by tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow during the day is fine. We'll have sunshine to start. High clouds will roll in through the day. Temperatures will be cold and likely below average, running mainly in the 30s. And then our focus will turn to a fast-moving storm. It will race by to our south coming up tomorrow night. It's likely to bring some snow to our area. It's not going to be a big storm, though. We're looking for snowfall to break out after dark tomorrow. Snow will end before daybreak on Sunday, though some snow showers may linger in the mountains. Amounts won't be too heavy. The heaviest areas of snow will be to the south and east of Albany, probably in the range of about 2 to 5 inches in most of those areas. Amounts will be lighter elsewhere, so potentially some travel concerns will exist tomorrow night. Roads may be slippery or slushy, but again, this is not going to be a giant snowstorm for us. And by Sunday, the storm pretty much is gone. We'll see increasing sunshine. Temperatures bounce back to near 40, meaning that if you maybe leave the snow around a little while, it might actually melt right off your car. And then on Monday, President's Day, we will see a chance for some showers. So if you are a skier, you're looking to ski this holiday weekend, I think tomorrow and Sunday look really good for skiing. Monday, it's warmer, a little bit slushier. There might be some raindrops, though, to get in your way. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with mountain snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with mountain snow showers, breezy and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clearing, breezy, and colder, low 18 to 24. And for tomorrow, morning sun, increasing afternoon clouds, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, clearing, breezy, and colder, low 15 to 20. And for tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing afternoon clouds, high 30 to 35. Region-wide tomorrow night, a round of snow, clearing on Sunday with a mix of clouds and increasing sunshine, though some snow showers may linger in the mountains. It's warmer on Sunday with a high around 40, and then on Monday for President's Day, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with highs in the 40s to around 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.